discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, she's a competitive athlete, an author, and a speaker. But Stacy Therene found her voice when she started experiencing health challenges she couldn't explain and discovered she was suffering from an autoimmune condition. As she learned to find stability on the seesaws of life, God presented her with opportunities to bless others in ministry. Now she's offering hope and encouragement in one of the most tender times of life. Stacy's first solo book is just out, called Daily Wisdom for the Mommy-to-Be. It's designed to remind moms they are accepted, called, treasured, renewed, strengthened, and supported. And Stacy, welcome back to the show, friend. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Ryan. It's wonderful just to be able to be back here talking with you.
And we were able to have a great conversation with Stacy a couple years back, and it really focused on her journey with autoimmune disease. And by the way, you can dig into that full story at myfaithradio.com if you just search for Stacy. But just to open up, could we get the elevator conversation version, Stacy, of how the autoimmune sure. condition really helped you discover this ministry?
It was June of 2011 when I underwent a partial thyroidectomy surgery. So what that entails is basically half of my thyroid gland was removed. And the thyroid gland is located near the base of our neck, underneath the Adam's apple. And so the reason why I had to have the left side removed was because there was a growth there. So I had to go through a bunch of tests, and we realized that this growth looks rather suspicious in nature, and it seemed the best course of action was to get it removed. And while I was also walking through my own health concern at that time, we also lost several family members in a little less than a year and a half time frame. It was five family members, to be exact, and each of those individuals played significant roles in my childhood and upbringing, as well as for my husband. Mm-hmm. And losing those individuals, and at the same time going through my own health diagnosis, and then also in this stage of life where my husband and I were being very thoughtful and prayerful about starting our own family, I was dealing with my own insecurities at that time, too, about becoming a mom. If I became a mom, would I be good enough? Did I have enough skills to do so? Did I have the support? And a lot of that also stems, those insecurities stem from just some things that I have also dealt with growing up and was working through at that time. And even today, I'm still working through some of that with some counseling.
Mm-hmm. There was a book that you mentioned that you read as well before your pregnancy that was a big part of this process as well. What was the message of that book and how did it impact you?
About a month or two before I became pregnant with our first child, so this was the fall of 2011 at that time, I read a book by Henry J.M. Nouwen. It's called In the Name of Jesus, Reflections on Christian Leadership. And I'll read to you a little snippet of this book that really stood out to me then, and I would say really, really started becoming like a prayer of mine. I found myself actually almost praying these exact words about 2 years ago when I was about due with my second child. And it says this, "From the heart comes the words, 'Do you love me?' Knowing the heart of Jesus and loving him are the same thing. The knowledge of Jesus' heart is the knowledge of the heart. And when we live in that world with this knowledge, we cannot do other than bring healing, reconciliation, new life, and hope wherever we go. The desire to be relevant and successful will gradually disappear. And our only desire will be to say with our whole being to our brothers and sisters of the human race, 'You are loved. There is no reason to be afraid. In love, God created your inmost self and knit you together in your mother's womb.'"
Hmm. It's the voice of Stacy Therene. She's an author, a speaker, a competitive swimmer. I hope we get the chance to talk about that as well. And her latest book is called Daily Wisdom for the Mommy-to-Be. And I know one of the things that that really made you want to write this book was knowing that there's a certain out of control feeling that enters in during this time. You talked about experiencing it yourself. Can you take us inside? What was that for you?
Sure. So for myself, I had this thyroid autoimmune diagnosis that stemmed from that surgery I had back in June of 2011. Thankfully, the growth was not cancerous, but I was told I have what's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And millions of individuals are affected by this condition in the United States and around the world. And what happens, especially for women, there's a couple periods in a woman's life, or I should say seasons in a woman's life, where this can this condition can kind of escalate, that being pregnancy and then also menopause. And so here I was on the cusp of becoming pregnant with our first child, learning that I had this condition. And I felt like that was just the grace of God, you know, having his hand over me. Again, just knowing he knows every single detail about us. And, and to know that I had this condition going into the pregnancy, because with hormones, especially thyroid hormones, they escalate quite a bit for the need for more thyroid hormones during pregnancy is very common for any woman, whether they have a thyroid condition or not. And so here I was with half my thyroid gland on thyroid medication. And so so that out of control feeling, you know, right away with the hormones. And then, of course, you know, your body is just changing at a rapid rate. And, you know, you're constantly going in for doctor's appointments. And for myself, I was also dealing with routine blood work to make sure and monitor the thyroid hormones. And then also needing just adjustments to thyroid medication throughout the pregnancies. And then a steady decrease of the medication after pregnancy. So right there is that element of feeling out of control. But of course, with pregnancies too, with hormones in general, you can feel like one day you just want to cry. And then, you know, the next moment you're ready to take on the world, you know, get things done, because the nesting instinct just can kick in, you know. And so there's that seesaw, you know, if you will. Just, I found for myself, it really wasn't until after having our first, my daughter, she was born actually very appropriately on Labor Day, the year she was born. it was a few months after having her, you know, when you're dealing with, sleep deprivation and breastfeeding and just, oh my goodness, when will I feel normal again? Well, reality kind of hit me in the face. Like, this is the new normal. You know, life's not going to be the way it once used to be. And I saw so many individuals in the church we were going to at the time, and women especially, that they said they read God's word every single day. And you could tell a big difference in their life. And I just got to that place where I was like, I need this, Lord, and I need the discipline to stay in your word every day. And by the grace of God, I've been able to do that. And I'm so thankful for tools like the YouVersion Bible app, for example, that can make it easy and accessible when you're on the go, you know, especially with, you know, children. And so that has really, I really feel like has helped a lot. With those out of control feelings that you can have as when you're pregnant, when you're postpartum, when you have children in general.
Well, and that's really the basis of what you have done here. The book is called Daily Wisdom for the Mommy to Be. Stacy Therene is the author. She's a speaker as well, a competitive swimmer too. And I do hope we get to that topic. But you know, take us inside the book just a little bit more in terms of how it's laid out here. You talk about the daily devotion aspect, the 40 weeks. So you build it on a scripture and then you expand on that, right?
Yeah. So like I said, yeah, and as you alluded to as well, it's a 40-week daily devotional. So each week starts off with a word that is to help the mom focus. This book isn't so much about the baby and what's going on inside the woman's body, but it is for the mom. And so each week starts off with one word that kind of helps with the overarching theme of that week. And then there is a little snippet about what's kind of going on inside either the mom's body or with the mom's body in general. And then you get a daily devotion, and it starts off with title and scripture and then some words to kind of either share a story or expand upon the scripture, and then the devotion closes in prayer.
Mm-hmm. One of the parts of your message that really stuck out to me was building on what you just said. God loves the baby inside you, but he loves you as well. And this is a very intentional part of your ministry, isn't it? Why is that so key?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for one, with this book, The Mommy to Be, it is a season, but it is also the beginning of a huge calling on a woman's life. That calling entails so much, and part of that is an opportunity to live out your faith and to live out your faith in front of the individuals in your life that are just the closest to you, that are going to have a huge impact on your life, and you're going to get to have a huge impact on their life.
Mm.
And so it's, again, this is a season, but it's also the beginning of a huge, remarkable, awesome calling on a woman's life.
You use this
to minister to those people that are just right there in front of you, the most important.
You use the word minister in another phrase that you have utilized was so powerful too. You call it raising a child the best ministry opportunity they'll ever have. I loved looking at it that way. I've never thought of it.
Yeah, it is. It's true, because they get to see everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get to see how do you, when you make a mistake, what do? How do you repair that? You know, because we're all imperfect. And that's why we need Jesus too, you know? So
yeah.
when we have those moments where we don't know what to do, how do we call out to God? How do we live out our faith in front of them? These little eyes and these little bodies, and they're just sponges, you know?
Another point that you make that I thought was really interesting as well. You say that, you know, pregnancy is a season that is going to go quickly, and it totally makes sense that it wouldn't seem that way when you're as you said, on the cusp of it. But this is a rather profound truth, isn't it?
Yes, it is a season. I mean, in the blink of an eye, you know, it seems like, whoa, you know, here I have my daughter who's about ready to going to be starting kindergarten, you know, and it's like, where did it go? You know, you hear from everyone that goes so fast. And it does. It's a season that goes very quickly, but it is very impactful. And the things that you go through during pregnancy, it's just the beginning of a journey for a mom and for a family and for their children too.
Mm.
Again, to live out your faith.
One of the concepts that you keep coming back to and you talk about so much is the importance of community. With all of this going on, all of these plans, all of these things to think about, so many things, that community was such a blessing for you in really coming to the place where you have this ministry, and community is something you really recommend that the mommy-to-be seeks out. Why is it such an integral part of this?
I think that the community is also a place where you can just be able to have a voice, and you can laugh and you can cry. For myself, when I was pregnant with our second, so I had our second child almost 2 years ago now, I felt like the call of God was on me to speak. And at that time I was like, Lord, like, really? Like, I'm pregnant. Like, this is uncomfortable. You know, you feel out of control. It's not glamorous, you know? And there was some, it was true, like, God wanted me to speak, and I had the chance to be a part of, but also participate in meeting other mobs and moms type groups through the opportunity of being able to speak and minister into those women's lives. And it was a lot of fun, you know, to be able to meet and interact with a lot of these women. But definitely there is something to be said about the community that can be found in these groups. Because you can be real with each other. You can be authentic with each other. You can ask questions. You get to talk about things that, you know, you wouldn't, you normally wouldn't talk with a lot of other people about, sure. You know? And so, so you get to let your guard down a lot too, you know? And I think that that's been really valuable and really key. And I know that for my husband and I mean, when we, before we had our daughter, we were blessed by being a part of a community of faith out in Massachusetts where we used to live. And we were part of a small group Bible study then, and we're part of a small group Bible study now too. So, I mean, mom's groups are wonderful, but I mean, even just the small group aspects that you can get at a church in general.
Yeah.
Really can help.
Stacy Therene is with us today on the road. She's an author, speaker, a competitive swimmer. Her latest book is called Daily Wisdom for the Mommy to Be. And I keep resisting the urge to ask you about swimming. I'll resist for one more question because I'm so fascinated by this. But here's the question that came to my mind, and sorry to spring this on you without warning you about it. But I think one of the most common questions that new parents are facing, just in many of my friends, you know, being in that place in life, is, am I really ready for this, right? Am I really ready for this? And do you think, from your experience and from this ministry perspective, do you think you ever come to that place of feeling as though you're ready?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's a great question, Ryan. And I don't know. I mean, I think there are some days for myself, I think I can even say this for my husband too. I think there's some days when you do feel like, wow, that was, you know, that was good. But you also realize, no, that was good because God was with us and God helped us through that. Mm. And we leaned on God. I mean, some of the days I know for myself, when, you know, I've had those moments where I'm just kind of, God, what do I do? You know, it's by the end of the day, you look back and you're like, God, you, oh my goodness, God, you gave me the creativity to say that or to do that. You know, somehow God intervened in such a way to help show how to parent, you know, because yeah. God knows these children even better than I do. You know? And so if he's really truly their Heavenly Father and loves them even more, I mean, I love them. Love them. But he loves him even more than that. Then, okay, God, bring me into that place of humility, you know, so that I can be the parent that they need me to be.
I love that.
I think those are the moments when it's like, yeah, I don't have it all together, but I've got what I need, and that's Jesus, right? So
that's tremendous. Thank you for that. All right. Well, you know, you are an author. I know this is your first solo work. I know you're involved with other collaborations as well. You have a speaking ministry as well and the swimming as well. So introduce us a little bit to who you are outside of penning these great books.
Yeah. So I was a competitive swimmer growing up. Competitive swimming was a huge, huge part of my life. It had become my identity, for better or for worse. And it's what God used to lead me to Him. And it was in college. I went to the University of Iowa, and I swam at the varsity level there for 2 years. And my sophomore year was where I met one of the gals who actually endorsed this book, Nancy Lee Foster. She's a mom of five, and she was a 2008 U.S. Olympian. She dove in the Beijing Olympics. And she led me to Christ. It was March of 2002. And I never would have thought, you know, that God would have used swimming. I still look back on that, you know, but it was then an identity, and then he came in and replaced it with an identity in him. Hmm. And this springboard diver helped, you know, springboard me into this relationship with him, you know, and it hasn't stopped, you know, and so I stopped swimming, so this was the fall of 2002, the beginning of my junior year at Iowa, and didn't really get back into a lot of training and even going to swim meets until a little over a year ago, actually. So this was April of 2017. So I was, you know, out of uncharted territory for about 15 years. I mean, swimming was still, you know, up until that point last year, swimming was still kind of a, you know, part of my life. I mean, it was, you know, to get in every now and then for the feel of the water, for enjoyment and that sort of thing. But just really felt like God was calling me to get back into it again. It was actually extremely helpful to get back into it because I find that when I'm working out, it helps me to think more creatively.
Sure.
So that aspect that really helped a lot with writing.
Mm.
And it was also an opportunity for me to start kind of reprocessing some experiences from my childhood that stemmed with swimming. Some experiences, and this has been kind of the challenging aspect for me of getting back into the pool, some experiences that were rather traumatic in nature, whether it be from coaches or from support systems, that sort of thing. But it's also been a great joy. It has been a huge joy. As a matter of fact, last summer in August 2017, United States Master Swimming hosted their Masters Nationals at the University of Minnesota, which my family and I, we live about 35, 40 minutes from there. And I just felt like God was saying, yes, like, I want you to go. And it was such a joy to be able to participate in that. And I walked away from that meet and I learned a lot from that experience. Now, you know, here, you know, 15 some years out of it. And one of the things that God really brought to the forefront of my mind from that experience walking away was that whatever medals I get, instead of holding on to them the way I used to hold on to and treasure them growing up, it's time to give them away. Time to give them away to people who encouraged me and supported me through that process. And so I was able to bless some individuals with some of those medals. And what also opened up from that experience too was now I work very part-time at our local YMCA teaching swim lessons to all different ages, from adults all the way down to the littles, the preschoolers even. And it's been, like I said, it's been a huge joy. It's also been a challenge, but it's been a huge joy.
Oh, well, that's tremendous. Well, it's just been a treat in our time. Our time, as it has a way of doing, has quickly waned. But wow, what a great ministry. Stacy Therene has been with us, and the book once again called Daily Wisdom for the Mommy to Be. And we don't want to go anywhere before we let people know if they are just blessed by this topic, if they want to learn more about you, the book, your ministry, even the greatness of the swimming as well. Where can they go, Stacy?
Sure, they can just go to stacytherene.com.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time. Once again, it really has been a blessing, and thanks so much for addressing a ministry that is so necessary and such a blessing. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
If he could hold.